Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
By far locally, how about them Broncos, Josh?
Woo-hoo! Broncos are number one, baby, and it has been a decade since we have been able to say it. Yesterday, Jeremy, they capped off the season to finish 14-3.
One last snap, and it is over. What a season for the Denver Broncos. They are the number one seed in the AFC.
Yeah. Oh, it's so exciting. Yeah. It's been so many painful years of just how bad the Broncos have been. So to see them on the up and up again with Mr. Bo Nix at the helm, I love to see it. They are actually off this next week
Thank goodness.
The bye week. They don't have to play any teams. And then
they're
get
resting.
That all-important Denver Broncos home field advantage throughout the rest of the playoffs, hopefully until Super Bowl 60, they'll have to go to San Francisco.
Are we feeling good about this?
I think the offense.
I don't know if they can go all the way.
Yeah, the offense needs to heal, needs to get back in tip-top shape, and they need to be able to bring it. Like the defense is doing
it's spectacular. Yeah, it really is. So they got
the offense. I think.
Stars got to kind of align, but we'll see. I mean, you never know. Like we said this 10 years ago when Peyton Manning was kind of absolutely at the end of his career.
Yeah,
he was not playing very great, but the defense carried them. And you know the old saying, "Jared, defense wins championships."
Right. It's a game of inches.
Yes, it is.
Score more points.
Points and stats.
Points and stats.
I watched a little bit of the game yesterday. Incredibly boring.
Yeah,
no, it was not. Oh,
it wasn't the best game.
Stupid boy.
A lot of field goals.
Will
Lutz is the MVP.
You know what? Kickers can make or break the team. We learned that yesterday,
but
too. So
in Jer Bear fashion, I love their outfits and I love their hats.
The throwbacks.
So good. I wanted them to wear those throughout the playoff. They can't, but I wish they could because they look so good.
Who's our coach?
Sean Payton.
Payton had... Jer on sports. He had the bright blue hoodie on with the big Denver D on
it. It looked good.
I want one
of those.
That looks sharp.
Okay.
I want that.
Yeah. Okay.
Where can I get one of those?
The Broncos team store there.
Yeah, there
probably $120.
I was going to say $400 later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to get one.
Yeah.
For me and Nick Knack. Nick Knack was in full Broncos gear yesterday. She
Same.
Had her little Broncos hat on.
I love how much
Bronco
of a fan
earrings
she is.
And the whole nine.
So cute.
At least she cares.
I know.
She loves them.
She cares enough for the
Did you guys fly the Denver flag?
No, you know what? She hasn't put the flag out all season because they've been winning.
And she doesn't want to.
Yeah. She's like,
smart.
I like that.
And then
smart.
She's still doing the thing where she, on big plays, she doesn't watch the TV. She leaves or looks away.
Yeah.
She's bad luck.
Because that really affects how the Broncos are going to play.
It does.
That's funny. I like that she's a little stitious, though. Like, that shows that she's a true fan.
Oh, yeah. Die hard.
That's
Die
so
hard.
Cute.
Whereas
I
yesterday, like, during the game, I was cleaning the office or doing something. I was sorting papers.
So opposite. That's so funny.
What are you doing,
Taking Jared? The ornaments off the tree.
See, that's so funny. So yesterday, my family does a little Broncos party every week. We always get together and watch the Broncos game together. And yesterday, my mom thought during the Broncos game it was the perfect time to take down all the Christmas decorations. Mm. So I'm watching, like, big plays. She's like, can you grab the Christmas tree for me?
Mom.
Just go grab that. Bring it downstairs to the storage room.
Mama.
And I was like,
stop.
No.
Mama.
What are you talking about? And then she's like, get on the roof and maybe take down the lights on the gutter. I was like,
no.
No.
I'm busy.
What
Broncos
is happening?
Are on. They have cute hats.
Yeah. So anyway, we compromised and I got up on the roof and took the lights down.
And you did what your mom said.
Yeah,
smart.
She's like, I'll make you soup. And
you're
shout
like, out Carrie.
Right.
She made soup yesterday.
Did she really?
She made soup. Yeah. Vegetable beef soup. Yes. That's hilarious that you said that.
Oh,
that
sounds good. Nicole's going to a soup party, I think it was labeled as.
Count
like
me in.
Yeah. Where it's like, they have crock pots lined up and everybody brings a special soup and they have soup tasting.
I'm telling you, I had a soup buffet in North Dakota.
Did
it's
you?
The best thing ever.
It's
soup
so
is the best thing ever.
Especially in North Dakota.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Warm you right
nippy.
Up there. Oh, some Nefla soup.
Dip your bits and pieces in there and warm up. Anything else going on? MTV has globally shut down their music channels, but you can still watch videos in the U.S. for now. This is a big to-do about basically nothing. Essentially, the shutdown affects the music channels in the UK, Australia, France, Poland, Brazil, and other countries. But as of last night, MTV Live and MTV Classic was still running here in the United States. No word yet if Paramount has plans to close that down. And they said the flagship MTV channel isn't going anywhere.
Okay.
So you can still get your fill of Teen Mom and
16
Jersey
and
Shore
pregnant.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory. Yes.
I cannot remember the last time I watched MTV, but I'm glad it's going to be there still.
I know. It's a comfort.
There's just something about it, right?
It's like, thank goodness they're going to keep it.
I was hot and heavy into Real World Road Rules Challenge, which is hard
that
to
show.
Yeah,
say.
Yeah.
And then just The Real World.
Yeah.
And then just Road Rules. So,
yes.
Yeah. And then they kind of fizzled out. Once you have kids and move on, that fizzles out.
Yeah, you don't have time for
ain't
MTV.
Nobody got time for
that's ridiculousness.
Rules.
Reed, shut up. I got to watch Real World. Yeah.
Dad's reliving MTV, man. All right, so Jelly Roll has lost 275 pounds.
Wow.
Saying he's living in a dramatically different world now. At his heaviest, 540 pounds. So he's down a buttload.
That's more than two of me, Jeremy.
Yeah. And that's just, imagine carrying around all that weight and how bad that is for just your overall health. Thank goodness he was able to shed all those
awesome.
I would not recognize him if I passed him in the street. Like,
the face tattoos might give him away.
There's that. But he looks so different. Good for him.
He looks great.
It takes a lot of work to do that.
He really does.
He looks good. I was listening to him on the Rogan podcast. He's got something like 40 pounds of skin. Now, he said, just kind of hanging there, which, you know, when somebody's that big and they lose all that weight, they got all that skin.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's going in for that surgery to have it removed.
Yeah. I heard that's painful.
Oh, yeah. They're slicing you up. Yeah. I'd want to keep my skin, though.
Like in a jar?
Yeah, I want a jar of skin on my mantle.
What? I don't want that.
What do you mean, what?
That's I don't want to think about that.
A big old jar of skin?
That's an extra
holy
you.
Silence of the lambs,
could
Batman.
You get it stuffed?
Like, what are you talking
you
about?
You can make it like a little...
A mini jar?
A mini you.
Stop it, you guys.
Put it on your bed in the morning when you make your bed.
No.
You can rub it for good luck.
Okay.
Hey, rub my skin.
Stop with your skin.
Rub
please.
My skin.
Please.
Oh, rub
stop.
My skin. You guys want to come over and rub my skin, my bucket of skin?
That's gross.
Lick my skin.
Ew.
Katie, what else you got?
Oh.
You okay over there?
She's
don't
making
even
a
know.
Face.
Speaking of a bucket of jer skin.
Okay. You know who was in Colorado
who?
Over the weekend?
Tell me right now.
The one and only Kim Kardashian.
Aspen?
In Aspen, yes. So reports are saying that she bought out the entire Coach store in Aspen. I did a little digging. I don't know if that's completely true, but she was on a big shopping spree. So people saw her in her halter top and fur coat. She was carrying Prada bags and some Coach bags there as well. So they're saying that she didn't, quote, buy out the entire Coach store. That's a little exaggerated. But she was up there at exclusive spots like Casa Tua. She was, again, in the Prada store. And a lot of snaps of her and a lot of celebrities up there doing the New Year's. A lot of celebrities go up there into the high country here Colorado to celebrate. I mean, Mariah Carey goes up there each and every year with the twins, you guys. And, you know, a lot of people go up there and celebrate the holidays. So, yeah, Kim Kardashian just out and about in Aspen. Pinkies
there was
up.
A story of her out this morning, too, where she got all of her kids a very special Christmas gift. How many kids does she have? Four kids.
Yeah.
So each of the kids got a Pomeranian puppy for Christmas, their own little puppy.
What?
And of course, PETA's not down with this.
Well,
PETA
is
pissed. They said that puppies are not plushies. So, and they're mad that she didn't get like a shelter dog.
Yeah, well,
if you're gonna hand them out, make sure it's a shelter one. But, yeah,
we had a Pomeranian puppy one year that my sister took home to us without us even knowing. She just brought a Pomeranian home. We had it for like a week, and my parents were like, we can't. Because then she brought it home
annoying.
On Christmas break and then went to college. She was like, I brought this puppy home, and then went to college, and my mom was like,
get it out of here.
The yapping?
Mostly, yes, two reasons. They yap, they don't shut up, and they have the dingleberries.
Yes.
The fur is right around that
anus. You
got to
cut it out.
That is a hairy anus.
Yeah.
And everything sticks to that dog's butt. No wonder they're so yappy.
Well, and the Pomeranian
she went to a good home, but we had her for about a week.
They're also very lavish, right? And to have four of them is kind of crazy. And I think the thing about Kim Kardashian, too, do you see she gave North a 106-carat diamond skull necklace on top of that puppy?
See, here's
the
thing.
So people are saying it's just like a little extreme.
106
carats?
Why are you mad at
12.
This? PETA shouldn't be mad at this because... these dogs are going to have the best lives ever.
Yeah.
These dogs are going to be spoiled. They'll probably have people help and take care of them.
Yeah.
They're going to travel the world.
Yeah.
The things these puppies are going to see.
Yeah. But again,
they're
going to
have a really good life.
They are little Pomeranian puppies that are adorable and would not have a problem finding a home. I think the people of PETA are saying that with such a big voice as the Kardashians have, it'd be a good move of them to shop at a shelter. But you're right. You can't tell people what to do. There's going to be people out there who buy from a breeder and buy from pet shops and things like that. And that, you're right. Right, like people getting up in arms, but to buy four of them, that's a little extreme.
Nah.
It's a little extreme.
Kim Kardashian,
to get each kid a puppy.
She's a billionaire.
She is.
That's
she
the
is.
Thing you do at Christmas. You put the bow on the puppy and you hand them out.
Yeah.
I would have done like 20 of them.
Yeah, really? 20 puppies. Yay! Merry Christmas.
Your friend. Everybody gets a puppy when you come over.
Okay.
No?
They hand them out at the door? Hey, here's your puppy.
You put each one of them in like a little stocking. You hand them out.
Aww. That's kind of cute.
Some candy canes in there. It's super cute. Little red bow.
Adorable.
Adorbs. What else you got?
Okay. Hey, how about from Aspen to Arvada, where some sex toys were stolen from Fascinations? It was the day after Christmas. Did you see this?
Yeah. Did you just say adult toys,
yeah.
please?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, adult toys.
Okay.
Coming in hot.
Little
back
ears.
From vacation.
So crass.
So police there are searching for suspects who, like, allegedly, they did not even have a weapon in this robbery. They went into this Fascination store.
They had one when they left, though.
No, they strong-armed these employees. They did. They went in and just completely forcefully made off with, like, $1,000 in stolen lingerie
but they were into
and toys.
It, right?
They were totally
no,
into it.
No.
The cops are still
don't
looking.
Hold me down.
The handcuffs were used.
Oh, no. Don't rob me.
It's
what do you
funny
expect, Katie?
Because they took a picture funny of these two women who were getting into the car, and one of the pictures, this woman is looking out, and she is so shocked that they're taking her picture. Like, you just robbed Fascinations. What do you
was
think?
Was she shocked or did she look satisfied?
Shocked.
She left satisfied and
that's
smiling?
That's not the look of a satisfied woman.
Was that her coming
woman
in? She looked shocked,
no, she was
and then
going
when
out
she left, she had a
leaving
smile.
She was leaving, and she was very shocked. She just didn't look like she got what she came for.
Oh, really? They have so many options.
Well, wait till she gets home.
You guys probably are fooled a lot. You don't know what that looks like. Oh. You don't know what that satisfied look looks like.
Makes me sad.
I'm sorry.
Oh, harsh.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Thought it was every time.
And moving on, we've got time for one more. Did you see the Denver drag queen won the first challenge of this season's RuPaul Drag Race? So it's a pretty big deal because Nene Coco is from Denver and she's coming in hot. Okay, you need to know.
I thought Josh was our diva from Denver. That we
Josh,
know.
You lost your title.
I guess
sorry,
I did. Dang.
So do you watch RuPaul's Drag Race at all? Familiar?
Don't miss an episode.
I'm just saying, it's pretty, it's all about fashion. Like, it is a competition. So the different, drag queens come up and compete usually over their fashion senses. And that's kind of what happened in the first challenge here is Nene Coco came out with a look that was pretty intense. It was orange leaves, in case you're wondering. But she won the first challenge, much to the dismay of all the other contestants. They were very shocked that she won. But, you know, she's the front runner as of now. And it's a good look for Denver, at least. Go Denver and go Nene Coco.
Is there something symbolic about behind the orange leaves, or was it just
The challenge was actually to take a look that was inspired by past seasons. So she, even when she was explaining it, she didn't give the best explanation. She was just like, I can't really remember what this is from, but I brought it.
I just
brought
love
it
leaves.
And I won. And it's funny because the other contestants were like, there's no way Nene Coco's going to win. If Cardi B says that she will wear Nene Coco's look, I will absolutely pass away. I will pass away right now. That's what they said. And then Cardi B said, I would wear that on the street. And the lady died. No, I'm just kidding. She didn't die.
I can relate.
But it is a really good show. If you haven't watched RuPaul's Drag Race,
I'm going to put it on my list.
It's competitive. It is fun. And again, Denver representing.
And I love leaves. I literally love leaves.
You are a leaf guy. So I knew you'd like this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, there I can walk go around like that, I think.
Yeah, you think so?
I like doing the raking it into the big pile and jumping in and then popping out and I got leaves on me?
Yes.
I'm a fashionista.
And then, like, not only the fashion, then they do lip sync battles. So then the two drag queens came out and sang a Cardi B song. And I want you to
I can't believe I've been missing this
Nene
show.
Nene Coco killed it. Like, that's how she won. That's how she won the challenge.
All right.
So
send me their website.
I will.
I'm going to do some more research.